Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Anything that isn't of eternal value, anything that is going to hinder me from the closest walk possible with Jesus Christ is not for us. Now, it doesn't mean that you completely cut out, all connection with social media, or you never look on the internet, or you never ever watch a movie and you just go move away to a cabin in the woods and detach from society. But where is your heart? Where is your passion? Where is the gaze of your soul? Is it on Jesus Christ or is it on the things of this world? So in the book, I really go into the practical areas of how we spend our free time. Do we make our time with Christ a higher priority than frivolous pastimes? And the words that we speak, the influences that we allow to creep into our lives, all of those areas of our daily life, we're either making a choice to draw closer to Christ or to be pulled further away from Him. And so to be mindful of our choices as we walk throughout our daily life and to ask that question, is this hindering my relationship with Jesus Christ, or is this enhancing and helping my relationship with Jesus Christ?
And Leslie, don't we just know when there's a grace that God has given us? Because I always say he's in our prayer time as much as he's in our belly laugh around the table with those that we love. Right. But we know that when there's something that's a grace given and an indulgence taken that actually weakens us. I think we all kind of know that, don't we?
Yeah, and I have in the book a kind of a checklist. Like, how do you know if something in your life has eternal value and is drawing you closer to Jesus Christ? Because it's not just a matter of sitting in your bedroom with a big Bible in your lap 24 hours a day and, you know, doing, quote, spiritual activities. While I do say that our time in the prayer closet and our time with God needs to be the highest priority of our day, needs to be protected, there's also real life. There's relationships with other people. There's serving our family. There's building community with those that God has put into our life, serving those around us. So how do you know? And just looking at the fruit of the Spirit, does it breed the fruit of the flesh in your life, or does it breed love, joy, peace, long suffering? Does it deepen your relationships with the people that God has put into your life, or does it just sort of fill time and fill space and distract you? And so there's a whole checklist in the book of saying it's not just that you have to be reading your Bible, praying, or singing worship songs 24 hours a day, but it has to do with the attitude of your soul and what is the end result of those activities. If they serve the purposes and the priorities of God in your life, then you can engage in them without worrying about it. But if they're, when we lay our lives before God, we know when something's a distraction. I've never really met anyone when they come to God with a truly surrendered heart and lay every area of their lives in front of Him and say, Lord, show me. They almost always know. You know, it's my preoccupation with reality TV, or it's my obsession with Facebook, or it's my obsession with money or popularity or whatever it is that's standing in the way. God is so faithful to show us what those things are and convict us of those things. So just having that heart attitude to say, does this have eternal value? Does this honor God's priorities in my life? And He guides us in all the details.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.